Well, you know that music right there, the fight song of the USF Bulls, and it's Big East basketball time as USF opens up their Big East schedule Sunday. It's a tough one. It's against Syracuse, and help us talk about that and talk about where the USF basketball program is at the moment. He joins us occasionally here on the show. Stan Heath, the head basketball coach at USF. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. You know, Coach, you're coming off a big victory against UCF. It was at UCF earlier this week. You know, and UCF was a team that came into the Sun Dome, the opener of the Sun Dome, and beat you guys. How much did it do for your confidence in your team to come back and beat the team that beat you in the opener?
Well, you know, give UCF a lot of credit. The first game, they came very focused, very hungry, ready to play. And, you know, I don't want to take anything away from that, but we simply just didn't show up and kind of laid an egg, didn't play very well, didn't play hard. And we kind of watched that film on the bus as a team on our way over there, and our guys realized, like, hey, this isn't how we play. And so we went up there with a lot different mindset, a little chip on our shoulder, and we knew that we needed to, you know, whether the outcome went our way or not, we need to play a lot better and a lot different. So I was proud of our guys.
Coach, before that, you know, we had the last seen Anthony Collins taking off on a stretcher. Victor Rudd had sort of a concussion. These two guys came back in that game, and they end up with double-doubles. Just talk about the toughness of those two players and the leadership they showed in that game.
Well, even as to the day of the game, we didn't know if those guys were going to play or not. We didn't get clearance for Vic to the day of the game, and Anthony kind of told me that morning that he felt like he could go, but Anthony did not practice the whole time. I mean, he just basically just, you know, showed up and played. So, you know, it speaks to those guys. They both are team guys, and that's why, you know, those two guys and Torin Fitzpatrick and now Martino's kind of in that group too. They're kind of a group of guys that are really about winning and about team. And if they have the ability to get out there and help their teammates, they're not going to let them down. And, you know, it speaks a lot about their character and their toughness and their resolve. So I was very proud that, you know, without those two guys, I don't think we would have won the game. We would have, you know, tried and maybe would have came up with something. But we needed those two guys out there on the floor for sure.
You mentioned that, you know, your depth has taken a hit. You've had the three starters out with injuries. I guess only, 23 minutes or so you got from your bench. Heading into Big East play, don't need to tell you. You know, you start with maybe the toughest team in Syracuse, but where do you stand with that? Is your are you going to have enough contributions, you think, from your bench?
Well, I think you know, part of that's me. I've got to go a little bit deeper. I've got to use Zach today and Jordan Amard being more. I haven't had Jordan in the last couple of games, and I need to get him out there. And I need to play Zach a little bit longer. Musa Abdul-Haleen has given us some nice minutes. His three-pointers, his two threes at the end of the half were huge plays when we were in a little bit of a drought. So that's very helpful, too. And then hopefully we'll get a Corey White or we'll get a Noriega or a Hawkins or one of those guys back fairly soon. So I think we'll be okay, you know, as long as we don't sustain any more injuries. But we certainly wouldn't. We need a little bit more production and a little bit more time and minutes off the bench to really help us stay a little stronger and fresher for 40 minutes.
We're talking with USF basketball coach Stan Heath. And Coach, you guys open up your Big East schedule on Sunday. It's not an easy one. Syracuse comes to town. Jim Boeheim, of course, just recently passed Bob Knight on the all-time wins list. They score a lot of points. They rebound really well. Break down Syracuse a little bit. What kind of scouting report can you give us on the Orange?
They're really good. They are really good. They're so talented. You know, their star player right now is a kid named Michael Williams, Carter Williams. And think about this. As a freshman last year, he did not play in seven games and barely played about 7-8 minutes a game. And this year, he's the number one assist player in the country, and he's a potential NBA lottery pick. So that's how much talent they have. Is an NBA guy sitting on the bench not even playing in the next year, their star. So that gives you an idea of the talent. But you know, what they do is they have so much length across the board. Their starting lineup is 6'4", 6'6", 6'8", 6'8", and 6'10", in that 2-3 zone that Coach Boeheim is famous for. And the length is what really disrupts you because you're not used to shooting against guys that can cover so much ground. And that's all they do, so they're really good at it. And They understand the coverage area. So what they get out of that, you know, people always, you know, talk about the 2-3 zone. But really what happens with Syracuse is the transition they get from their defense, or they're scoring from their defense, that really allows them to have so much firepower and to beat you on the offensive end. Because they get a lot of steals, they get rebounds, they get blocked shots, and it ends up being 3-on-2, 2-on-1 fast break. So the biggest thing for us is how we attack the zone, make quality plays without allowing those guys to get out into the open court and get a lot of scores, because they've got a lot of firepower.
Coach, how much will Jordan be able to play in this game? Is this the type of game where he can be a little bit effective? I know the pace he struggled with a little bit, but when you got a team that likes to play that 2-3 and pack it in a little bit, and the pace is a little bit slower, can he be effective in a game like this?
I think he has to, and it's almost ironic. I think he's going to be more effective against the better teams simply because he has bigger bodies to match up against, instead of maybe guarding somebody that's going to catch the ball that could just drive him or pick him, you know, take him away from the basket. So I do think he can be more effective in games like this. And it has to be spot minutes. You know, it has to be, you know, 3 minutes, maybe 4 max, where he can really exert a lot of energy to make sure he's getting up and down the court. And then we get him out so he can rest and then come back in fresh. So ironic as it sounds, these are actually better matchups for Jordan with the size he has to go up against guys his own, you know, not his size, but you know, fairly close to his size.
Nobody's his size, man. Yeah, 7'3", 300 some pounds. He's a big fella.
He is a big guy. He's coming along. I mean, he's just a freshman. He's still learning, and he's making progress. And as much as he's not maybe getting minutes in play every single day, he's doing something to improve himself in conditioning and lifting and things like that.
Coach, talk about the Big East play, and you know, you guys made your mark last season. Look, you made a run in the NCAA tournament, and all the experience that guys like Anthony Collins, of course, Victor Rudd, and those guys have. How much will that serve them going in, you know, going again through the Big East schedule? Because yours is as tough as anybody's to start off with, and on the other side of that, I don't think anybody took you lightly, but they know what they're getting in USF now, don't they?
Yeah, you know, it is a little bit different, but it is a, you know, I think a good position that we're in now, where we have guys that have been through that war. They understand it. They've been into the different arenas and venues, you know, throughout the league. So they have an idea of what it takes. And, you know, as much as, you know, Syracuse is, we have a lot of respect or highly regarded, we understand that these are the kind of teams that you steal a victory like this, it helps your resume tremendously. The Louisville game is what got us in the NCAA tournament last year.
Sure.
They were ranked, and they went to the Final Four. So if you can pull off the upset or get the big win against the Syracuse, it does wonders for you. So, you know, our guys are definitely very confident. We're playing at home. They don't fear anybody. And we got guys like Collins, who I think is arguably one of the best point guards in the league and around the country, and he's setting the tone. You know, the rest of the guys kind of follow suit, and they understand, hey, we've got something special too.
Well, USF opens up its Big East schedule Sunday against Syracuse, noon at the Sundome. Go out and support those Bulls. And, Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck in the Big East.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks a lot.